Okay, the first the first topic is Siman Pei Zion, Sif Gimel.
Everyone open up the Siman Pei Zion, Sif. Repeat together. The Ramah. The Ramah, Pei Zion Gimel. Was accustomed to make milk from almonds. And they would place chicken in this almond milk. As we learn, even the worst case scenario of a chicken in regular milk would only be midirabonon. So therefore they're lenient with respect to almond milk. Ava besar behema, using red meat. Geish la'aniyach etel ha'cholav shkedim. You're using almond milk, you should put almonds on the side. Why? Mishum maris ha'ayin. Because of maris ha'ayin. The motion is pearl, the el, simen, samach vav, the inyan, dam. If you have certain blood, which is not really blood, but it looks like blood, there's also a prohibition called Maris Ayin. Okay? Let's take a look in the Shach, Sif Kodon Vov. Nogu Lasos Cholam Mishkedim, etc. Below Domi Lidam Dogim Sov Simen Samach Vov Shemut Legato. Have blood of fish, which is permissible, there's no parasite. But Ilohachi, in Pitsu Bekli Osir, they marasayan, excuse me. In other words, it's permissible, but there is marasayan. Why not over here? Elam Kaneshbo Kaskasim, scales. Shanika Shu Dam Dogi. Why? The Hosam Dam Gufe Sumidoraisa. Dam itself, blood of an animal, is a Torah prohibition. Hilkot, therefore. Horore Yomar, the person who sees thinks. The Achil Dam Behema Shosim Midoraisa. Suspect him of a terrible violation of Isur Dam and Doraisa. The worst case scenario is a derabanan of chicken with milk. So lekel amechosh lemaris ha'ayin, because the worst case is a derabanan. V'lochein, v'sar behema v'cholav shurisim v'osim v'doraisa, yesh l'aniach et l'shkedim, put almonds there, kadesh lo yachshav aroash v'cholav mamish, and he'll think it's going to do an isur d'oraisa. The fees there, if you were, so shach, very important, tzorach loma. The Mari Bibishal, he must have cooked the chicken and or meat in this milk. The lavachi, he didn't cook it. I feel the besar behema leko yisur d'oraisa. That was sif aleph. Even if it's red meat from an animal, there's still no yisur d'oraisa if you didn't cook it. V'ein tzorach l'aniach shkedim. Very, very important. We're referring to a case, we actually cooked them together. Then and only then is there a problem which requires the shkedim if it is red meat. Very, very important to know. Very important. Fine. This is what the Shach starts off by saying. Now, the problem is, let's stop. Now, this is what it seems. But the Marashal says no. No. He says, Regilim lechot anagolos b'chalav shkedim, she'osu without shkedim. Okay. And he says, well, if it's chicken, b'saro, ikal lemecha shetvei, it's very strict even when it comes to chicken. You know why? Shlo yadam olam b'sarof b'chol b'shor afim b'drabon and kavros yakdili. He's afraid, the marshal, if they see me having chicken together with milk, they won't realize that it's almond milk. They'll think there's nothing wrong with having chicken and milk, which is in fact the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as we saw in the Gemara last week. Chen eskimo achronim against the Ramah. The chayin near lefi is dining says the shach. Because the Be'er Sheva says so. Why? After the parentheses. Even if it's only a matter of the worst case being rabbinic, it's still a maris ayin problem. Where do you find it? Shas perek b'amei behema, Shabbos daf nun dalet, below b'zu, afal pishu pokuk, shu demerzi kemad ozi l'chinga, because in appearance you're going to a marketplace, Pirish Rashi, l'shuk, limkor, and a maris ayin, as it says in daf sam dalet. Muskim mikol haposkim. Afal pi, sheisur mekachol emka b'shabbos, einu elam b'derabonon. So you see clearly from the Shas, in Masech the Shabbos, that there exists a concept of maris ayin, even if the worst case scenario is only b'derabonon. He quotes Ksubis, Tosfos and Ksubis, afal pi, afsamach amar aleph, afilu revita derabonon, chashin le maris ayin, lochimash reduchti tubi, therefore the Rama is wrong. But Ramah is lenient when it comes to chicken with milk, almond milk, without the shkenim nearby. The Ramah is incorrect, says the Shach. Incorrect, he made a mistake. Because you see in Shas and in Tosfos, Shas and Shabbos and Tosfos and Ksubis, we're worried about Maris Ayin, even with respect to a Dirabonah. Now you can't believe that the Ramah forgot the Gemara. That's too much to believe. If you look in the, we call the Sifsei Das, that's the Prima Godim on this Shach, Sifsei Das of Kotten Vav, he says as follows, Ayin Shach, his king, the also Lassos king, the Visa the Rabot Nami Shach Maris Ayin. Okay, that's possible. Okay, I'm skipping a little bit. Skipping some more. He's saying, I'm skipping towards the end. I feel a behema ain't easy with sona. Even if it's cow's meat, but it's you're having the milk not with it or it's cold, there's no marasai. And came but oh. You can come and start him logozu on your date sona. That's if it's cold, okay. Okay. Now. Oh. At the end he says like this, the answer to the question of the Shach. Dam dogim gozru b'chad derabona. What do you mean chad derabona? The Prebogodim is saying a distinction between a single derabona and a double derabona. He's only leading in a case of dam of where you did not cook it. To the Bessar Oaf, where you did not cook it. For example, you had chicken, and on the side, you had almond milk. You didn't cook the chicken with the almond milk. So it's a double derabonah. Why a double derabonah? Number one, chicken is derabonah completely. And number two, you didn't cook it with that milk, even had it been ready, would still be derabonah. So it's a double derabonah. And then and only then are we lenient. So I'd see the Sifsei Das of the Megadim to defend the opinion of the Rambam. It's only lenient if you did not cook it, the double the Rambam. That's his answer. Now, in my Gemara, this is in the back, in my Shulchan Aruch, but in yours, maybe on the bottom, something called the Nachlas Tzvi. Nachlas Tzvi was written by the Pisrei Tshuva. Some Shulchan Aruch you see it on the bottom or on the side. Maybe the Otsa Mefarshim. It might happen to be in the back. Let's see what the Nachlas Tzvi, I hope you can all find in your Shulchan Aruch, what he has to say. He says, the Ramah agrees that there's a Chashash Maris Ayin by the Rabbonis. Achainu Dafka, I'm reading from the Nachlas Tzvi, the fifth line, B'maris Ayin Gomor, Shehu B'fnei Oroin. If you do it in public, people see you, then there's a maris ayin by the rabbanans. Asha ein kein hocha, the mairi shemavashel bebeso. He's doing it properly in his own home. The ein chashash lesser, rak mishamod the kaimala. There's a famous rule you know from Gemara, maybe some Kol makom she'asru chachamim mishumaris ha'ayin afilu b'chadri chadorim asur. Whenever the Chazal made a gzera maris ayin, it's us even b'chadri chadorim in the privacy of privacies. Says the Nachalas Tzvi, v'ze'enu ela b'midi d'oraisa. Tosas says in Ksuba Stav Sabach, the same Tosas that we saw quoted earlier, v'hod afilu b'chadri chadorim asur. So therefore, there's no question from the Shas in Perek Bahema in Masech the Shas. There's Maris Ayin Gomer in public. He's walking with the animal on the way to the, looks like on the way to the marketplace. But here, the members of his family surround him. Gam ken choshev b'chad v'chadorim. He quotes in Aruch Chaim Reish Mem Gimel, "Shebnei Beis Yodim Adavar Al Bur." They understand that it's not real milk; it's only almond milk. So, Efshe the Marshal v'Shach Evinu, the Sosam Ramo, Mashma the Maria Afila B'Sudas Gudol Public, Yikamar Zayin Gomer, Balzer Shaper Mishigu. So, the Nachlas Tzvi said maybe it was a miscommunication. The Ramo meant to be leaned only in the privacy of your home. You never ask at Chad v'Chadorim unless it's a Chashash d'Arayis, it's Tosas of the Perishing Subis. But it's a mistake. I'm only meant to be matarit in the privacy of the home. And even the Marashal and the Shach might agree to that. Maybe it's just a matter of miscommunication. So suggests the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi. Nachlas Tzvi. Oh. Fine. Now, it's interesting that we're going to discuss some of the other and what they say. They come with even more dramatic answers. More dramatic than this. For example, the Pri Chodesh, that I don't have and you don't have, since we both don't have it in front of us today, so we're even. The Pri Chodesh suggests, as it's a great legacy, Rabbi Yonas and Eveshitz, they both have the same suggestion, that the only time is a rule of Marachayim, so it's found in the Gemara. Found in the Gemara? Not found in the Gemara. We don't make extra Xeris. That's an interesting question of how far you go with that. But I don't have it in front of me today, so maybe you make a note on Tuesday. We'll be together. I'll have a pre-chodesh. We'll be able to read it together. Let's turn to the Taz Sifatan Dalit. This is on the regular daf. Everyone has a Taz. Taz Sifkot and Dalit. Okay? Look. Kemosh is Baral Liel Simon Samavov Gabe Da. That's what it says. Gabe Da. Now, let's see what it says. The Da Kemoshe was Chatas, both written by the Ramah. The Marshal, Loman Midam Dogim, Les Olecha Besarov, Pacholim Shal Shkedim, Al Kane Nichu Mishkedim, Etzem Shemaris Ayim. The Dochu Dvor, he rejected it. She ain't Raya Midam, She Matzina Bo Yisra Kores. Ma She ain't Kane Besarov, Pacholim Shal Dirabonim. I feel it be Behema, Ina Was Ela Derech Bishol, Dafka. Look at Lochoshu B'Dela Maris Ayim Adkan. As we said before, that if it's a double Dirabonim, Avki Divri Ramon Achonim Kone Fashe Raminikin. That's the widespread custom. We come again. Nira Lishkesh Baniach Lechat Chila Shkedim. Kametzel Besarov. Welcome Shem Loshkedim. And less of a Shulzeh Achila. The Efshim Taknina. That you can't help it, you can't help it. You don't have any Shkedim around. It's permissible to eat it, even in the absence of Shkedim. This is a very important line in the Taz. And he goes on. Vesu, the logora michalav isha de besamach, shechoshashu lemaris ayin. Whoa. You should be strict because of a woman's milk that's siv dalet. Just look at siv dalet in the Shulchan Aruch. Also, levashel b'chalav isha, the name Maris or Ayin. Okay. Mara Sayin. If not for the Tocha Tavshel Bottle Metzorach Shir. But if the milk fell in, the mother's milk fell into a pot of meat, Bottle Mishir. You don't have to worry about it. You don't need Bittle Mishishim. Keep that in mind. Back to the Taz. Avim Ein Lo Shkedim Ein Lesser Achila Bishul Zeh Kimo B'Chalav Isha B'Samuch. Chalav Isha B'Samuch, if it fell in, it is permissible. V'chein Mas Shona Ramosh because of Yesh Lo HaNiach, as the Ramosh said, the Mas Shad B'Di'evet or She'ev Shal Lo HaNiach Lo Ma'akev Achila Bishul Zeh. If you don't have it, you don't have it. What a remarkable idea over here in the Taz Sif Koton Dalet. That's what it says. Now what's quite remarkable is when the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalet said also Levashel B'Cholav Isha Neymar Es Ayin. So the Ramah writes in Sif Dalet the Nira the Fizet Kolshkein, the also the Vashel Lechatchila, the Chalav Tumeya, or Bisar Tumeya, the Chalav Tahora, the Bisar Tumeya, the Ba'ov, the Rabbanon, Ein Lochush. Now, let's go very slow. Very slow. Slowly. Look at the Barahetev. He asked a couple of questions. Not reading all of his questions. I'm reading you the answer of the Barahetev Siv Koton Zayin. It's in front of you. Everybody has it. About one third of the way down of in that long Barahetev. The Ramah is referring to the Easter of Bittul. Ashba said, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, you may not cook in Chelev Tumeya, pig's milk, the Chatchil. I am a Supuk. Ach Adaminen B'Shas. We saw the Mishnah. We saw it last week. The Mut of the Bishul of Ano. Mishnah of Pereshis. You know, Yisra Bishul, when it comes to one of the species, meat of the milk, being from a non-kosher species. The Mut of the Gamri. Lo Chashinan Gabi Bishul Mishamaris Ayin. L'davka Bachil L'Chashinan L'Zeh. Maybe there's no Maris Ayin when it comes to cooking. Odil Mano. Madamina Bishas, he's in the Mishnah. The Mutter Bishul, Mary Lindina. That's Mutter, strictly speaking. Avne Maris Ayin, Chayshinon Lekach. We have to worry about Maris Ayin. Gabe O, Cholam Shkedim, Lo Chayshinon, Shema Yavi Yisuklal, Levash of Sar Shor Im Cholam. Because it's after all only chicken. Imlo, catch this now. Sheyitu b'tarvayu. The guy who's the onlooker can make two mistakes. What are the two mistakes? One. Sheyispor d'ahai b'sar of hu b'sar shor. He'll think it's not chicken. It's somehow some veal, which looks a little bit like chicken. Okay, just of course the behema. V'hai chalav shkedim hu chalav gomer. He'll make two mistakes. If he makes two mistakes, then it still will be a problem, Marasai. Dalzeh lo chashinan klal sheyitu b'tarvayu. We're not afraid to make two mistakes. Im lo sheyitu b'yavashal b'sarov im cholav gomor. Hey, gam lezeh lo chashinan. Even if you're cooking chicken with real milk, which is the Mishnah says before she's mutter, we're not worried about Marasai. The guy may be Yavar in a over El Al Easter the Rabbanon. Shos Rak Mishem Maris Ayin. Yochol Liel Shekam Al Easter Mishem Maris Ayin. Lo Yavar. Shef Mishem Vutu the Gamim Bebishul Kadamina Bechas. The Besarofa Chola Vutu Bebishul. The Vahano. So it's not clear. We're not sure. The Chachos of Ramo. No Gulasos Chola Mishkedim. Umanich Rav Besarof. Hovel Ve'enu Rak Vid Rabbanon. Klop. The Gamim Yavar V'Yavashel B'Sarof B'Cholov Mamish Ein O'Elam Ederabon Mishumaris Ayin U'Din Dina Mutol Gamri Kamina B'Shas U'Chagav Lo Ashka De'Asri Abon Mishumaris Ayin. What remarkable. He's saying over here is that the mefurish mission is mutter, not a cook. So cooking is mutter, and worst case, the amaris ayin, if you cook regular meat in sar tamea in real cholov, I mean, that's all in the rabbana. So the suli b'sar of in real cholov is also all in the rabbana. Now you're cooking b'sar of in cholov shkeidim, it's mutter, because the original list is also only mishum maris ayin. Did they make a double maris ayin? They got to make two mistakes. Ad kan de berheitev, in brief, here in sifkaton zayin. Quite remarkable. It's only permissible to cook it, but to eat it, according to this, would be prohibited. Because when it comes to eating it, the much more serious hashash, the entire is only referring to what we call in our language, bishop. Does that's no good, Rabbi Osai, because we have problems, as we shall see momentarily, with actually eating meat with, or shortly afterwards, with dairy products, which things which look like dairy products, which mimic dairy products. Okay, but before we get to that, look at Rabbi Akiva Eger for a minute. You all have Rabbi Akiva Eger. Akiva Eger says, he's commenting on the Taz. Taz threw in, it's Sif Gimel, which talks about Cholav Shkedim, he threw in Sif Dalet, which speaks about Chalav Isha. Okay, so the Kiveger asks the following question. The Taz says, "Sulo gorne chalav isha de besabach shechoshu lemaris ayin." Okay, says the Holy Rabbi Kiveger in his comment on that, "Zetamua." This comparison is wondrous. To bechalav isha, af b'di eved, aser, even post facto it's aser. It fell into the soup and you can't tell, then it's what, otherwise it's no good even with the yevet. Gam lefi raya zuhi muchach de gam b'sar behema ain't also nachi lasa. Because after all, that's what we're talking about over there in Sivdali, b'sar behema. So it's overkill. The raya is too good. Raya is too good. Chayn. Where did he say yesh laniach? Who said azem mari b'besar tameya? What does that mean? In other words, here he says av besar behema yesh laniach etzal acholav shkedin. So this is a comparison between besar tahor and besar tameya, but when it comes to Ov, that language is not used. That language is not used. That's the Kiveger is asking a question against the Taz. Okay, we'll leave it at that. And talk halacha lemaaser, Rabbi Osai, about what we use. Who can think of, I'm speaking too much with no interruption. Who can think of a case where you, at a meat meal, have something which looks like dairy? Raise your hand if you have ever had such a case. Raise your hand. Yes, give me, say, what?
Part of cheesecake.
Part of ice cream. Sure. Know what you said?
Part of cheesecake.
Part of cheesecake. Part of ice cream. Part of milk in the coffee. Right? All these things exist. Someone told me last week in Beis Medrash, there may be a worse case than that. The common denominator of all these three cases is they're being served for dessert after the meal, and they're not being cooked with the meat product at all. Yes? David, what's you saying?
No, you were talking about the question I asked you and didn't say that, and it was that, what if you had like a soy cheese and a hamburger? That's exactly the case that we have here.
That's what you asked me in Beis Medrash. Soy cheese on hamburgers. Who's ever seen that in his life? Who's ever eaten it? That's a serious question. Because there you have meat. Hamburger is red meat, and it's soy cheese, I assume looks like cheese, it looks like cheese. And you're cooking it together, right? I assume you cook it together, right? Correct?
Yep.
All the negatives. How does is this a pre-packaged product? You buy it, or you make it in your own house?
You buy it.
Who's Ashkacha? Oh, you?
Yeah, I think
Let's call up the OU. Let's call up the OU. Maybe they close on Sunday, today, but we'll call up the OU on Tuesday and ask them, how can they give hashgacha on a product which has red meat and soy cheese, which looks like cheese?
Soy cheese is separate than the meat.
Oh, they don't? Is that not together?
No, you make it yourself.
Oh. So maybe they wouldn't give hashgacha then. They shouldn't be doing that.
There's restaurants that have OU with that together.
There are OU restaurants that serve this together, yeah?
Yeah, Florida.
What's the name of the restaurant?
It's closed now.
that's why it closed. They came up and closed on kosher grounds.
Not what they said.
That's a serious problem. How do you do that? So far, it sounds like it's not allowed. So I want to introduce you to a sefer that we had last week, and for tomorrow's shiur, I hope to give shiur tomorrow. I'm going to ask Dovi to do me a favor, Dovi. This is called the Bari Ashulcha. Remember him? So he's Rabbi Feivel Cohen. For tomorrow's shiur, I'd like the Talmid to prepare. We'll get to it later today. Sivvav. If you take a big piece of paper, Dovi, which is they have it upstairs in the 8x14 paper. You know what I'm saying? They have it upstairs? You can get two sides on one piece of paper. I'd like you to do Chav Chav Aleph, Chav Beis Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet Chav Hei. Three double pages, and give it out to the Talmidim in the morning, tomorrow, and we can learn together what Hagoyen of Feivel Cohen has to say about the topic, which will begin in a few minutes, in Sivva. Okay, that's Lina for tomorrow. But now, I'd like to read the Bali HaShulchan, which you don't have in front of you, here in Siv Gimel. He's very concerned about this Maris Ayin story. And he quotes, on the lenient side, that you had in the Sefer Das Torah. It's important to know, now Das Torah became a political football. But Das Torah is the name of a Sefer by the Maharsham, Rav Sholom Mordechai HaKohen Shvadron. His grandson, was by the same name, was the famous Maggid. The Maggid speaks. You ever heard the Maggid speaks? It's Rav Sholom Shvadron. He put out his grandfather saying the Das Torah on Yerodea. And in those days, they used to use coconut. Has anyone ever seen in his life coconut milk?
Yes.
So that existed 100 years ago. Coconut milk. And the Das Torah says, it's now very famous. It's no longer Maris Ayin. Why? He quotes Or HaChaim Simen Reish Mem Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos, where it's permissible in certain instances to have a goy work for you on Shabbos if the goy is doing what we call bekablonus, which means he's not being paid by the hour, he's being paid by the job, and you don't tell him when to do the job. If you don't tell him what to do the job, it's absolutely no problem in certain, again, limited instances, because it's well known. Says the Maharsham in Das Torah, it's well known as coconut milk, and therefore there's no problem of Maris Ayin whatsoever. What's the proof? The crazy who plays and proves it from Rav Yossi Aglili's town. Rav Yossi Aglili's town, the Gemara Kufta Zayin says, is to eat chicken with milk. Why weren't they afraid that they'll think it's veal with milk? Because chicken and veal look somewhat similar, light meat. The answer is, since chicken is as common as veal, there's no problem of Maris Ayin whatsoever. Why are they strict about the blood of a fish if it's in a kli? The answer is, the blood of a fish is not as commonly gathered in a kli as the blood of meat. Therefore, it's not so common. Adkan, the crazy who place. The problem with that, says Rav Feivel Cohen, is the words of the Ramah. Let's read together the Ramah in front of you. Av v'sar behema yesh lo niach etal acholav shkedin mishumaris ayin. But what is the case talking about? The Ramah is referring to the case of v'noagu lasos cholav mishkedin. He takes the word v'noagu to mean it's a very common occurrence. We read the Taz, goes even further. We just read the Taz a few minutes ago. It's obviously something which happens on a somewhat frequent basis. And despite that fact, they're worried about Maris Ayin. So why aren't we worried about Maris Ayin with respect to coconuts? Or nowadays, when we have the artificial creamers, the things which look like milk. That's the problem. That's the problem. Oh. And the Das Torah's proof from Kablanos, if you hire someone by the job, there's no Maris Ayin in the Hilchos Shabbos, it's not such a good proof, he says. Why? Because there, it's common knowledge that this particular merchatz, the case of the Gemara, someone owns a bathhouse, public bathhouse. The bathhouse was run by a private contractor, and he opened it whenever he wanted to. This particular case, all right? But otherwise, in our situation, or only a very few people who rent, most people are contracting it out, there's no Maris Ayin, because it's the majority. But over here, what? The majority of how should I say it, these products, give examples. The majority of ice cream is parv? The majority of creamer for coffee is parv? I don't think that's the majority. So therefore, it's a very serious problem. One word about Maris Ayin. This is the problem which is raised by the Sefer Bade HaShulchan. A serious, serious problem. Now, oh no! Maybe in Sif Dalet, let's read Sif Dalet again. Also, the Vasha Lechatchila Bechol of Tmeya. Why? Again, because of Maris Ayin. So perhaps we can make the following suggestion. Because there, the fear is, since you're cooking it, you may actually eat it. So it says, if you are cooking sarof b'cholov, since the person who sees it thinks you're going to eat it, which is usher. So therefore, once they're suspecting you of doing something usher to eat the chicken with milk, they'll suspect you of worse, that it's really veal with milk. But in our situations where there's no cooking, it's going to be followed by eating, it'll be okay. In other words, we're not discussing your case of the soy cheese with the hamburgers. We're discussing other cases where there's just, you know, milk in the coffee is really, or margarine. Margarine which looks like butter. With margarine, you actually are cooking. That's part of the problem. Margarine actually cook. People actually fry. Everyone knows that. I've had many shilas. Rabbi, we made a mistake. What's a mistake? We were frying chicken in parva margarine, and we noticed that this one was a non-parva. It was a dairy margarine. Oy, oy, oy. It knocks out the whole chicken and knocks out the whole pan. So there is these possibilities of Maris Ayin in these kinds of situations. It's a bit of a serious problem. I think we can be lenient when it comes to the desserts. Desserts meaning, you know, the ice creams and the coffee creamers and things of this nature, because that's worst case scenario. It's all you just, that's what we'll get to with the Shem next week, I hope. But, you know, waiting 6 hours between meat and milk, you're not having it together. But you're using actually margarine, parva margarine to use in your kitchen. Oh, the answer is in the kitchen. The margarine is not noticed in the final product, it's only in the kitchen. So the kitchen is chad mechadarim. Not only that, but the margarine, when you, I don't know, I haven't been in the kitchen 2 months. Take the margarine out of a stick or out of a tub, usually it says that parva margarine. So it's like shkeden, right? But I'm older than you are. When I was young, when they first came out with these dairy creamers, they used to call it then coffee rich. No one of you ever heard of that brand, probably. That was the original parva milk. It was like a chiddush nifla 40 years ago at the weddings. Many rabbanim insisted that this fancy wedding, everything is gleaming, some grotesque cardboard container which said coffee rich was on the table at the fanciest weddings. Maybe if you look at your parents' wedding or your grandma's wedding or some, whatever wedding you'll see, people got married 40 years ago, you'll see tables. Everything's gleaming, it's beautiful, and cardboard container of coffee rich. Because at that point, when it first came out, it wasn't so common. The rabbis were afraid of Mara Zion. But then it became so common, you never saw it in your life. Am I correct? You never saw that. They put on a gleaming silver server, which could easily be real milk. Ad kan Rabosa. This completes part one of today's shiur, all about Mara Zion. Are there any questions? Okay, we now turn to part two. Part two of today's shiur is Sif Vav. Okay, Rabosa? Sif Vav is part two of today's shiur. Sif Vav. By the way, anybody finished the Maram HaKomis yet, all of them? Only one person. Two? Well, I'm not giving out Maram HaKomis from Columbus. Maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday, I have new Maram HaKomis. But you should try, I want to finish them by Tuesday the latest, if you possibly can. Okay. So Sif Vav.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Maskana
about what? I'm sorry?
The soy cheese, not like meat or anything of the sort.
Is soy cheese what you asked me in Beis Medrash?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is soy cheese a very common thing?
Yeah,
how common is soy cheese?
Very.
I never heard of it. Is anybody else in this room who never heard of soy cheese until today? I guess I'm the only one. Okay. I guess it's very common. It's very common. There's room to be lenient based on the Das Torah that was matter cocoa. It's cooked in cocoa milk because it became very common. So nowadays we are matter soy cheese, which is also very common. Apparently it's more soy cheese, cocoa milk are more common than almond milk was in the Ramos time. Even though I use the word nogu and spashin the meaning of the Taz, I mean a certain small percentage would do it that way. But today it's a more common phenomenon. That's my best answer to you. But we called the OU and find out. Maybe that's why the restaurant closed. Okay? They caught it red-handed with soy cheese and a hamburger. Okay. The boss says Sivvo. Sivvo. Very important. Sif. We started it already. You recall we spent a lot of time on the very first word. Hamavusha. Okay. Hamavusha b'chamei tveri. Ein lo ben olam. We spoke a lot of time on that. This we spoke about briefly. You may recall it's a Gemei Cholov is a Gemara on the Kuf Yudalit, and the Rosh that we saw together in Shir in Perek Ches Simen Nun Aleph. Maybe we didn't read the whole thing in Shir, but he says as follows. There's a dispute. What's the story with this Mei Cholov? Is it milk? Or maybe it's not milk at all? If it's not milk at all, the question becomes, how are you allowed to drink it? Eretz Zovas Cholav Advash. We read it yesterday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct? Mincha? I think the last words were Eretz Zovas Cholav Advash and the last Aliyah. I think so. So you're allowed to have milk. It's Xeres HaKosim. If Mei Cholav is not milk, the question becomes, how do you drink it in the first place? You look in the Rosh Perek Ches Simen Nun Aleph. Some say it's not called milk. Well, he then quotes Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha says, milk it is, but it's not chalev imo. Ah, so milk it is. It's not called chalev imo. This is how Rabbeinu Simcha says. What about those who claim it's not milk at all? They seem to be saying, believe it or not, but I repeat, believe it or not, that it's treif. It's treif. Yes?
Why is it not chalev imo?
Why is it not chalev imo?
Yeah.
Because what comes out of the mother is full milk. I have an interesting question. When I have milk, my doctor has me on skim milk. So I have an interesting question. Based on your question. If the whey is not called chalev imo, and I gave you an answer because this doesn't come out of the mother's udder that way. What about skim milk? Fat-free milk? Would anyone have to say it? That's not really called milk? That's too wild to believe. So what's the difference if you remove all the fat on the one hand, where I'm assuming it's presumably the chalev imo, whereas if you separate the curds from the whey and you make cheese, the whey, according to some authorities, who consider that Tosis. If you look at Tosis, Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Hamavasho, they consider what they call Nisyu Bechalva, which is the whey. They consider this to be Mechalav, which is the Rabbana. So I'm asking a question. Why is this whey different than fat-free milk? I don't know the answer yet. Yes?
Can it be fundamentally different from the whey it separates? In terms of skim milk, so if you leave it set, let it set, so the heavy stuff drops to the bottom, the lighter stuff goes on top. But in terms of mechal, from what I understand, is after the enzyme creates the cheese, so it's some sort of chemical reaction that, you know, extracts it from. So it's one has to be created from the process of making cheese, which is some sort of chemical reaction. And making skim milk is more of just letting the heavy, you know, the fat drop to the bottom or float to the top.
You're saying it's a different process, you're saying?
Right.
Could be. Yes, sir.
Also, the separating the curd and whey, you can also do that to skim milk once again. That's why skim milk was homogenized. So there's still curd and whey in skim milk as well. There's still two separate components.
Right. Now, there's a skim milk. Has curd and whey in it, and that's why it would be a milk with the rice. It'd be called chalav chalei, even though you remove the fat. Whereas the siyu bechava, called the tosas kuf yedalet, since you remove all the curd, it's only whey would be considered only midirabana. Either because it's not chalei imo, or it's not considered to be chalav midaraisa at all. I saw in a sefer an amazing question. If you maintain, as the Rosh suggested, that Nisyuvi de Chalva, he rejects it, but some say it, that Nisyuvi de Chalva is not considered to be in the category of Chalup. You separate the curds from the whey. And there are those who say it's therefore treif, you literally can't consume it. So the question was raised, guess what you say in the back? What's the question?
Why is it treif if it's not milk?
Why isn't
tray if it's not milk?
Again, what's not milk?
Rebbe is saying that if it's not milk coming out of the Misuve Chalva, if it's not milk, it's tray. Why is it tray if it's not milk?
Oh, I'll answer you. Because every animal is inedible in its lifetime. Either it's Eichrim in Achai, or it's Enos of Uach. So whatever comes out of an animal in its lifetime, the only way we can permit it is if we find the pasuk. Eretz zovas chalav udvash. Right? I'll tell you a chiddush nifla. No, you're not going to believe this chiddush.
Isn't chalav talking about the fruit?
No, chalav, on a simple level, chalav means milk. Milk and honey. Yeah, there are those who claim, you're right, that the chalav is not from a cow, it's from a fruit, like a coconut. We're assuming differently. The Chasam Sofer suggests, believe it or not, non-Jews may not drink milk. The Gzeres HaKosah doesn't work for that. And non-Jews are prohibited, as we well know, in Abraham and Achai. It's one of the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. So they're not permitted to have milk because they have no Gzeres HaKosah. I kid you not, he suggests it. Not that the Goyim are asking the Chasam Sofer what to do, but it's a suggestion to us Chasam Sofer. And then even going back to our issue, so somebody asked the question, I saw it in print. I think it's about Baruch Shulchan himself asked this question. All milk should be treif, because all milk contains within it curds and whey. Wow! What an amazing question. What an amazing question. Do you believe it? All milk should be treif. Amazing question. Ha! Amazing question. Now, this will be found on the Beurim of the Bari HaShulchan under the words V'chein ha-mevashel basar b'mei chalav. He quotes a dispute between the Rosh quotes an opinion which says that the whey is mechalav. That's tosis and chul and kuf da lemon aleph. The Rosh says no. That's chalav mamish. After you have the whey and you film rises to the top and you skim that film off the top, what's left by a second separation, that's only considered to be in the category, only that's considered to be in the category of mei chalav, and that's found in sif ches. Sif ches. Now, the Bali HaShulchan is as follows. ומכל מקום כל זמן שהמי חולב ואורו עם החולב ולא הפרידו ממנו, מקרי כולו חולב. Simply has an interesting idea. We know there's an individual magician. So the Bali HaShulchan suggests, I have a great idea. Let's go to the lab and find out what percentage of the milk that you buy in the store is curd, what percentage is whey? Or according to the Rosh, what percentage is curd plus the film on top, and what percentage is the whey? And when it comes to bitul b'shishim, we'll only have to mevatel that percentage of the milk. Let's say, for example, 1 ounce of milk falls into 50 ounces of chicken soup. We think it's us, it's treif. No, suggests the Bali HaShulchan. Since that 1 ounce of milk, let's say it's only half, just to give an example, it's half curds and half whey. So since the whey, or the whey after you skim off the top, is considered me'olah, which is technically speaking permissible, which is a much easier time, having mevatel the milk and shishim, says the Meyurim, it's not true. That's not true. Why? This is a Minchas Pitim. The Minchas Pitim quotes in Simen Pei Aleph, Sif Pei. A Simen Pei Aleph is a Simen which you should have in front of you. Simen Pei Aleph, I have it in front of me too. Let's open it up together. Please open up, please. Simen Pei Aleph, most of you should have it. If you don't have it, don't look all your neighbor. Sif Pei. This is as follows. Cholov, umei cholov, shalahen mutter. Wadin lemei mei cholov, shalahen. Everything is mutter. Yesh mi sha'oser bazeh. What does that mean? Let's look at the Taz. Button Zion Pirish. Bimei mei cholov. What does it mean, mei mei cholov? The Hainu. Achash Bishlu and its UV Lahotzi Mimenua Ochal at Suf Lamala. That's what we call it all like Mechalov in Asugi. Why? The Cholov Dafka Hitterakosu Vatam, the Kosha Pirish Ochal Mimenu, have the Avim and Achai. Come over Dam Shigamken or Yisu Achash Pirish Erbosa. So since, therefore, if it's not included in the Gzeres HaKosov, according to this opinion, then in fact would be, believe it or not, prohibited to consume. Incredible. Frech the Minchas Pitim, that all milk should be treif, because all milk has to then whey. The whey and after it's cooked off. Says the Bali HaShulchan, it's Biurim over here, Cholav Atmo Shari, below Amina and the Ma'ura Bakan Ame Mechalov must be called Mancha Ma'ura Hakol Shame Cholov Olov. Once it's, as long as it's together, it's considered to be one. So the Hachmet requires 60 times the entirety of the milk. Those who are looking for some extra reading material between now and when they come back from to New York, I recommend strongly an article by Rav Shechter Shlita in his sefer called Be'ikve Hatzon. So Rav Shechter Shlita, the second sefer, Be'ikve Hatzon, is an entire article about using enzymes. Enzymes. And it starts off by discussing the definition of milk and blood and chometz and things of this nature. And the fundamental point that's been put out in that sefer is what I just said to you now. Even if when you separate something out, only a part is objectionable, and the other part is not, but as long as they're together, each and every molecule of that together substance, whether it be milk, whether it be blood, etc., 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 is an intrinsic prohibition. A remarkable idea. You have a natural phenomenon, grows in the ground, or from a cow, as the case may be, or from an animal. It's true. If you separate it out, you know, blood too, is the red blood, and is the plasma, which is just basically transparent almost. So the red blood is what's awesome. The plasma, once you separate it out, is nothing. Same thing applies to grain. There is the kernel, and there's the bran. You separate out the bran, again, it's nothing. And milk, you separate out the whey, or the whey after you cook off the top, also nothing. That's only once it's separated. But as long as it's together, each and every molecule has the full status of, fill in the blank, grain, milk, blood. That's what the Minchas Pitim says over here. And here you say, one opinion has it in Simon Pei Aleph Sim Hey, that may Cholav is prohibited. This Yotzim in Eivim and Achai. It's not included in the Gzeres HaKosov of Cholav Udvash. Nonetheless, it's obvious that the milk itself is permissible, notwithstanding the fact that it contains within it a very strong percentage of what later will become differentiated whey, which is in fact prohibited according to that opinion. This is a very interesting idea, which Shechter brings out at great length in his sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, in the article about enzymes. You'll see it. It's in that sefer. It goes sort of in order of the Oradeya, and he talks about it at some point. Okay, that's a good assignment for those who have the ability and the patience to read through a long article about kashrus enzymes. It's worthwhile reading, and perhaps we'll learn it ourselves as time goes on. Okay. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Back to the Shulchan Aruch. One more time, the Shulchan Aruch said, HaMevashel Bosa B'Mecholov O B'Cholov Mesa. What do you mean B'Cholov Mesa? What does Cholov Mesa mean? So the Shach explains you, Dalit. Lo B'Cholov Yotza V'Imenu L'Acha Misasa. Lo Shach Samyatzvo Nishkata. Let's take a difference. The Gemara Tzim Tzadi. Gabe Chal. Who knows what the word Chal means? Anybody? What's Chal? Hello?
An udder.
Udder, correct. U-D-D-E-R. That's the udder where the animal where the milk is formed. Okay, we'll get to that perhaps a little later down the road. O B'Cholav Zohar, which probably doesn't exist. O Shebishel Dan B'Cholav Potter. Vein Lokar Al-Achilel Samishim Basa B'Cholav. Now, the word potter is a very power-packed word. What does potter usually mean? Come on. Potter avalaser, correct? Comes Rabbi Akiva Eger, and is bothered by that word. He's bothered by that word. Hamavash abasav mechal is potter. Potter means it's awesome. Kashali. Demai shnob sarchaya va'ov shori b'bishlu v'hano. We assume it's mutter, a Mishnah of Fereshes. Kevashut Rabbanon. Hachi nami mecholav is also the Rabbanon. What a great kasha. Is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Don't have it? Rabbi Kiva Eger, right on the spot. Ask this kasha. What a great kasha. What a great catch. Oh. The Imi Lishna, halfway down. The Mavashal B'Meichol of Potter, that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah sounds like Kuf Yudal Amarav, sounds like it's Potter Avalasar. The Mashal Potter Avalasar, as the Rosh says, Potter usually means Potter Aval, also Russian. That's what it usually means. Potter means Potter Aval, also. It's really not in the Rush. It's in the Beis Yosef. quotes it after the Rosh. Maybe the Kitzur Pesukei Rosh says so. Perek Chafhei Os Nun Al. Pater Rabbos. Hoyei Shlomar, Kemo de Meforshim Kol HaBosor Osu Levashel. The Mishnah. The Hainu Lecho. Ochinami Shlomar, the Mevashel B'Mecholav Hainu HaOcher. Answer the Marashah's Kasha. I'm not going to go into the details right now, but it's a whole Marashah's Kasha, which would be Kivegas, it would be answered if you would accept this this principle. This is what's bothering Rabbi Akiva. As a matter of fact, for those who argue with Shulchan Aruch, argue the pre-Toar. Who knows who wrote the pre-Toar? The author of the Or HaChaim on Chumash. We think the Or HaChaim on Chumash is only a Kabbalist who writes on Chumash. No! It's a Gaon Olam. Many Svarim, including the pre-Toar, on the Yoredeya. Apparently pre is a common phrase. Pre-Megodim, is pre-Chodosh, is pre-Toar. Okay? Toar, Tov, Vav, Aleph, Resh. That's the Sefer. He wants to argue in the Shulchan Aruch and say, in fact, that it's permissible. Permissible. And he quotes the Rashba said so, when it comes to Chalav Zohar, against the Shach. The Shach says, no. Take a look, Rabosei, over here in the Shach. In Sitkotin, Tes Zayin. Let's read together. Ramo says, V'cholav Zohar lo mikri cholav klal. Says the Shach, Tes Zayin. Mash v'kakev lo mikri cholav v'lesli afilu yisidrabonam. Eino oser amacho. That's what he says. There's nothing wrong. Some say it's no worse than cholav isha, etc., etc. And if you look at the Rabbi Magid, cholav zocher osim b'derabanan. Rambam says that way. Potter means potter, potter, aval oser, potter aval oser. Okay. Since cholav shuta osim b'derabanan, simply cited by kala. So to Cholav Zocher, they write from the same pasuk in the sugya on Kuf Yud Gimel on the case, which we saw. What is Cholav Zocher? It's a strange case. Jehoyelu Cholav Muot Min Adadim. Strange case. He has Dadim, this male cow. Okay, a little bit. Now, so Mavasha B'Cholav Gidi Shalohi Nika. Now, that's what we didn't look at too carefully. You have a cow which never had a baby and never was nursed. A malay, but it's just the shmuel, the name of b'chalav ima, but lo b'chalav zocher. Zocher would lo osi l'chal eim. I will hide this female, came with osi l'chal eim, at one point later on in time. It's also shmami no, the b'chalav zocher shabahema airi. I'm a b'chalav zocher, the odom, she did lo gar b'chalav isha. That's of course even crazy case. All right. It's about Mordechai, we're not going to go into that right now. This is what it says. Fine. So now we come to the last part of today's shir, which is the most important part, and it's leading into tomorrow's shir. Oh, Dobby, tomorrow I'm going to have to say shir a little bit earlier. Dobby, you'll have your phone out in the morning?
What'd you say?
Tomorrow I want to make say shir a little bit earlier than today.
Okay.
I have to catch a plane. So I have to wait till after the bris is over, and I'm saying a little bit of a schmooze after the bris in the kollel. So as I finish that, I'm going to come back to the same place and I'll call you and then we can get maybe closer to 11 o'clock.
Okay?
We have to end, I think I have to end by 12:30. Okay? So we'll aim for 11.
Okay,
fine. Okay with everybody? Yes?
Yeah.
See that. Now we're going to come to the intro tomorrow. Today also, but tomorrow's here. Ramon and Sivo. Yes, Omer. You may not stoke the coals under a pot of a goy. The goyim use the same pot for meat and for milk. Unbelievable. You may be cooking basar v'cholov. What a remarkable concept. Where does it say it? Hagos Mordechai Perek Kol Atzlamim in the Sechta Avodah Zaros. Quite a Kiddush. Let's take a look at the Shach of Kot Yudches. Mordechai Shom tells where it's coming from. The Shulta Gibrom and the Mordechai of Azorah Perk Beis Os Es Kosav. She also the Vashel Basar the Beis Yisrael of the Tevashel God. Can't cook meat. Shem Yechata Yisrael Bechule. V'lachein Tzorach L'shfachos Goyos Shtei Kederos. Can you imagine this? The non-Jewish helpers have two pots. Achas shel basar v'achas shel cholov. Chet posim b'toras chatnas by the Ramah. Sof chalai and vav din yudbeis. Miyu basar lav dafka. Adu adin shar dvarim. Tizil basar taima. You can't even cook water. Miyu ein b'zeh el chumar b'yalma. Bein ha'olam nisarin b'zeh. To cook water, people are lean. Now why can't you cook water? Because the guy used the pot sometimes for milk and sometimes for meat, and therefore, I'm now going to be cooking up a pot of water, which has in it the taste of milk and the taste of meat. Why is it a chumra b'yalma? Number one, it only has taste, and number two, it's already been cooked, ain bishul acha bishul, and three, it's not derech bishul. Those are the three reasons given by the crazy who placed Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz in Sivkoton Yud Gimel. Let's turn our attention to the Sifsei Das of the Prima Godim, Sivkoton Yud Ches. He makes reference to the crazy of Placey Oshu Gimel. And he says, Uladina, Basa B'chol of Yesh Bishol HaChavishol. Ooh. We discussed this already last week. He thinks, really, there is Yesh Bishol Achar. Whoa, he's not happy with that leniency. Okay, that's what he said. We spoke about this last week already. Different than Shabbos, so we said, well, maybe. We'll be called a kol. Habalua shebetocha kederim yibasar v'cholav yachad sheyiflo chutz v'yisbashel lo chashu. Zeh lo havi derech bishul. See what's going on? That he should have the meat and the milk, which are both absorbed in the pot, should be spit out into the water and then cooked, that is unlikely. That is unlikely. If it's not considered to be derech bishul. Av basar b'kdeira ben yomo mecholov, v'aday have derech bishul. Ooh, it's a fish. I have a milchik pot, and I cook meat. I must cook meat in it. This is considered derech bishul. Even though you don't have two actual ingredients in one milk. You have a meat ingredient, and the milk is absorbed in the pot. That's called derech bishul. So the Prima Godim has a compromise. If both of them are only coming from pot absorption, it's not called derech bishul. If one comes from pot absorption, and one does not, then it's not considered to be derech bishul. What a remarkable concept. What a remarkable concept. How do we know that the first halacha is true? The first halacha is true. If I have a milchika, listen very carefully. If I have a milchika spoon and it is placed into a pot of soup that is osim b'doraisa, which is considered to be derech bishul, I'll prove it to you. The Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai, turn. Simon Tzadi Dalit Sif Gimel. He's turned. Simon Tzadi Dalit Sif. Simon Tzadi Dalit Sif Gimel. What happens? A person placed a milchika spoon into a chaleshika pot. The Chava concludes, Shulchan Aruch, in Ein Shishim, Hakol Asur Bahano. Everything is Asur Bahano. What do you mean everything is Asur Bahano? Means that the spoon is Asur Bahano, whatever the spoon uses, the pot. Why? There's no real Basar B'cholov over here. All you have is a milchika spoon in a pot full of chicken soup or meat soup. The answer is, that's considered to be derech mishul d'oraisa. Had it not been derech mishul d'oraisa, we have a rule of simin pei zayin tzif aleph. Whatever has been the rabbanon is not aser b'hanah. But the fact that it's aser b'hanah indicates it would be an iser d'oraisa derech mishul, as long as one of them, the meat or the milk, is what we call be'en, is extant right in front of us whole, and the other one is absorbed. So if they're both absorbed, only absorbed, that's not derech mishul. But if even one of them is there completely, and the other one, the pot of the spoon, contains the absorbed remnants of the other kind, meat or milk, and vice versa, that would be a d'oraisa proof. It's aser b'hanah. So writes the pre Megod. Now we come to a fascinating Rabbi Kiveg. Kiveg is discussing this issue, why I may not stoke the coals in the goy's house. What are you afraid about? We're afraid that maybe there is meat and milk, and I'll be in violation of the Easter of Bos Kachol. The Yesh Omer, the words Yesh Omer de Osa Lachas Eish. Kosh Elias Rabbi Kiveger, Ho Eino Mechavein Levashel, he has no intention of cooking meat and milk, Rak Lachtos Ba'esh, just to stoke the coals. Upsik Reisha Lohavi, does anyone know the word, what's Psik Reisha mean? Give me a translation of Psik Reisha. Come on, raise your hand, somebody. No?
Moving it means that it's definitely going to happen.
The Psik Reisha literally means the head comes off. The case of the Gemara and Shabbos, Psik Reisha v'lo Yomus, and they cut the head off, it's not going to die. That's not called Dava Shena Miskabe. Dava Shena Miskabe means if I do action A, which may or may not lead to B, but if I do action A, which inevitably leads to B, there's no head there of Dava Shena Miskabe. So if I need a toy for my child, and I want the chicken's head for a plaything, and I cut it off on Shabbos, and I'll say, Rabbi, I'm innocent. Why? I didn't want to kill the chicken. I just wanted the plaything for my child. What are you, crazy? Sick ratio. You cut off the head of a low yom, it's not going to die? So therefore, it has all the strictures of a davar hamiskabe. That's good, but in this case, you're not sure that the pot absorbed meat and milk. Since you're not sure, we should suggest that it's not a sick ratio to be permissible. Who wants to give an answer to this question? The classic case of davar shena miskabe and shas, those who learn Shabbos or Beitzah, is I want to drag a bench along the ground. It may or may not create a ditch. That's permissible. Davar shena miskabe. But if, because of the weight of the bench or the softness of the ground, it's inevitable that this bench will create a ditch, it's prohibited. Okay, let's take the first case, which is permissible. Yes, have a question?
If he doesn't want the stuff in the pot to cook, why is he stoking the coals in the first place?
Start again and talk straight without stopping.
If he doesn't want the stuff in the pot to cook, why is he stoking the coals?
For some reason, you break up on the voice. Let me see my question. You'll tell me if it's your question, so you'll let me know by waving a hand. The question is, if Rabbi Kiveg's question, says, I'm not sure if there is meat and milk absorbed in this pot, it should be a davar shena miskabe, and it's not a psik reisha. So I'm asking you to ask a question, why this case is not exactly identical to the case I gave before, where you're dragging a bench, you're not sure if it will create a ditch or it will not create a ditch. Yes?
Because if there is meat and milk in it, it will be a psik reisha. But if there's nothing, it won't happen. But at the ditch, the question is whether the ditch will happen.
It's a stomach secretion. Again, I'm not hearing you well. Maybe you said this. Maybe you said that in the case of the dragging the bench along the ground, whether a ditch will be created or not is a future occurrence. Either it will happen or it will not happen. That's davar she'eino miskabe, which is permissible. In our case, however, whether there will be a violation of Bishul Basar B'Chalav, it depends upon a past event. Either the guy cooked meat and milk in his pot, or he did not. That's past tense. It's past tense. We should be strict. So suggests Rabbi Akiva. Let's look inside. Let's start from the beginning. Koshali, Eino Mechavin Levash L'Rak Latos Be'esh U'Psikresha Lo Hak B'Shem Lo Bishal Hanochi Back There Boss of the Gam Cholov. Yeah. Tzarech Lomar B'Tafka B'Sofek De Lahavo Future Shem Lo Yeh Nasa Came B'Maisa Shalo. Here's my example. Well, Gora Kisei V'Safsel B'Sofek Shem B'Grei Rosso Lo Yeh Ose Guma. Aber the suffix the over past tense kama hocha the yesh bikdera zubulu abos of the chitri zeba vali it bashel but the suffix shema ain't bubble the aspas of the chalof past tense ze mikri psik reisha. Wow. What a very kiddish suggested by Rabbi Akiva Eger. If it's a doubt is in the past tense, not in future tense, it's not for the dama shein of eskavein, it would be also on Shabbos, it would be usher on Vasa B'Cholov as well. But let's go a little bit further. A little bit further, Rabbi Kive. Look inside. V'yesh ayin, the tayyab machlokes ha'oruch u'balyatos b'Shabbos kub gimel. Who ever heard of the oruch? It's the most famous oruch in the Shabbos. What does he say, oruch? What, yeah?
Sikreishet
lo nicholei es mutter. Let's look together. The Das Ha'oruch, let's look together, Rabbi Osai. The Das Ha'oruch, the Dov Hashena Miskavi, the Psik Reisha, Hecha Hashena, and then a Mutter, Afil Med Rabbanan. Umash Meshach, Afil B'Shari Surim. Not only when it comes to Shabbat. Okay. The maybe Raya Me Ahim the Mizalf and Yayin V'chule. What does that mean? You can pour wine in the Beach, even though it may actually turn out the fire, Lo Sichbe, but may not. Even if it's Vadai, there's certain leniencies. Shushari Surim. Then Kain, Achamutta Do'aina Mechavin, Levashinel Abalua Shalagoi, Vatavi Psikresha, Mikoma Gomolo Nene Klum. He's not Nene at all. Quote the Tosis, Asamad Rabbanan. Shari Surim Tosis Mehold, Asamad Torah. But the new Vadaf Lamadal and Amid Base. So here it will be prohibited. So Rabbi Kivag is going through this very fascinating question. Very fascinating question. And he quotes the Tat, who says what? Noel Teva, I'm closing a box. We're not sure if there are flies inside. The Mutta the Nolo, David Dover Shane Miskame, Ah David Psik Resha, Nikomagom Dilmain Sham Zvuvim, Blue Adam Psik Resha. He considers to be a past event to be also davar shenim eskaven. Im kein lechorav nido nidan hefter gomer. Do ha'eno miskaven levashel kli shel nochri. The efshar the ein besocho klal balua pasu b'cholav lo havim sigresha. What a remarkable idea. Rabbi Kivega suggests, according to the Paz, who considers past tense doubt to be permissible when it comes to Shabbos, would apply to Basa B'Cholov too. When I was a young man, privileged to learn in Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's Shia. So during the year we learned Gittin, and in the summer he taught us Hilchos Shabbos. And we got to this Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he said no, based on what his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, said. Rav Chaim Brisker said, when it comes to Shabbos, when we require Meleches Machsheves, with a much broader definition of Davar Shenem Eskavein. As long as it's not certain that's going to happen, it's permissible midorais on Shabbos. Therefore, the Taz is lenient only on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, even though it's a doubt in the past tense, whether there are flies in this box or not, it's not Meleches Machsheves. When it comes to Basa B'Cholov, which doesn't say Melechas Machsheves, perhaps the Taz would agree in violation of Lo Savasha Kadiba Chalevino in case there was meat and milk pot previously, even though it's a Dovah Shein Miskavein, because of Sadev Segregation in past tense, would be a violation in all of these Surah Torah. It's not Shein Miskavein only in the future, like dragging a bench. It's only permissible on Shabbos because there's a special pasuk of Melechus Nach Shabbos based on our client is in the safe in Uchel Shabbos. That I remember from our Baron Soloveitchik summer shir in the summer of 1965. Now, I know that Rav Aaron's grandson, Zanashia Moshe, is not here today. He's somewhere in transit. But you remember to tell him that I quoted his grandfather in today's shir. If you put on YU Torah later, he'll be able to hear it. His grandfather's chiddush of so many years ago is being mentioned very proudly in this shir. Fine. Now there's another issue, Rav Osai. We have a Gemara that tells us, Stam Kalim Einam B'nei Yomar. The typical kli wasn't used in the day. So the Kiveger discusses that as well. Let's look at the Kiveger. Yami Eish Lodun. The Stam Kli Shal Nachri Eino Ben Yomo. Lohavi klal bishul basa b'cholo. What's the famous principle of why Eina ben Yomo is permissible? Who knows what it's called? I'll give it's three words. I'll give it the first two. No say tam. After 24 hours, the taste in the pot is stale. So we should suggest no problem because maybe the pot was not used in the last 24 hours. Says Rabbi Kiveg is something quite fascinating. Look at Rabbi Kiveg. Look what it says. Look what it says, please. Look what it says. It says, V'zataya v'shnei taimen, v'tamed arashbo, v'stam kli ave svek sveger, sofek lo bishol klal, maybe it was never cooked in at all, v'shema bishol mayim, it was cooked for water. Who are the Hachanami came? Here too. Maybe the guy didn't cook at all, and maybe he cooked water. Out of the time, Aturusha, that is a different spec. What's that? Shema lo bishul toch me'es li'es. Maybe he cooked within the next 24 hours. Yim tim saloma bishul within 24 hours. Shema pogein lahach tavshil. There's an intrinsic pegimo. Doesn't need not wait 24 hours. Zel rak inyan isur hatavshel. You can eat it. Avol inyan isur bishul kulo chana sveikahi. It's all one big suffix, whether it's a good taste or a bad taste, and therefore the sveik, according to this opinion, would not work. Fascinating. Let us end this year, the last part of the Ramah. We'll end this. I know we started a little late. We'll end just a few minutes late. We're going to finish the Ramah, and then we'll see tomorrow if you can bring in your Shulchan Aruch, of course, and if Dolby can Xerox those three pages. We need to get them both, right? Page Chaf through Chaf Hey. We can do it in three pages, and you can have a chance to look at it during this morning Seder. It'll be very, very helpful. Let's read continuation of this Ramah. Old Kosvot. Ve'ein la'ariv mayim shidichu behem kli basar, im mayim shidichu behem kli cholov, litan lechit behema, tasurim ana. Shouldn't mix in dishwashing water from meat with dishwashing water from milk. Okay. How hot is this water, gentlemen? I'm asking a question. How hot is the water? Oh, that's the shach. You test. Heinuk shadichim b'mayim roschim. Boiling water. The e-ring. Ka. Roschim. Olav achi. Ein osim b'ano. Keva ein osim in a Torah. Ela derech bishul. Del sif aleph. Sif gimel. So it must be referring to a case. Osim b'ano. Where it's at least yad. So let us go. What's the question, Abosai? That's the question. If it's so hot. Then it's yad, so let us bow. Well, ask me a question. Let it be awesome, Mishum Bishul, before you give it to the animals. Take a look at Rabbi Kiveger, Mrs. Kashi. Shedichem b'mayim roastim. I'm not sure if this is the one that you may not have in your Rabbi Kiveger. Koshali, v'imkei b'vad yihano, litzah b'arav b'tam yisur bishul. The place he asked this question, in Sivkata, and Yudalit, he quotes. Let it be us, Mishum Bishul. So, if you look carefully, we'll discuss this tomorrow. There are some who claim it's referring to cold water. I have it's cold water. What's the problem? Let's postpone that until tomorrow. So I want to read a few words in the Ramah, and we'll stop the shiur. Ramah goes further. Old custom. That klish olsen bo mayim b'chafikas harosh for shampoo. They didn't have showers. They had to cook up water for shampoo. And shamash bo. Don't use it for cooking. Or you shouldn't cook anything there. Why? The olsen also me efer shalakira. For the shampoo, they use ashes, which is on the stove. Uregilasu v'sarev sham basur v'cholof. Meat and milk and mixed in there. Ulochein yesh leso gam ken l'shtamash min ha-kaderos shal ha-tanurim shal b'beis ha-chorev shal b'nitzim aleyem lif'omim basur v'cholof min ha-kaderos shal b'vashnu b'tanurim. There's a fear that the pot that's used to cook up the shampoo or hot water, the afer, or that's cooking up the splash on it from basur v'cholof, you shouldn't use it for cooking anything. Uve the yeved ein lochush b'cholzeh. Post facto, it's okay. The afra chatchila ein mazel chumras b'yalma v'megalifts. It's only chumras b'yalma. Let's just spend 2 minutes discussing this question. Just 2 minutes. The first question of Bosai is found in the Ber Heitev Sivkotan Yudches. You will have it in the bottom. Ber Heitev Yudches. Says, I mean in parentheses, Koshali, that's Ramah Shosa Lachtos Tachas Teiras Goy, the Fisha Mavash the Tom and Bosh the Tom Kolo, him came, Eich Mata Lechatchila, Lasos Mayim, Me Efer Agavikiro Lechafima Sarosh, because of Shomer Ramah, the Rogel is Ar Bosh the Kolo, him came, Shem Mavash the Mayim, also the Mishal Bosh the Kolo Veduk. What a great kasha. Should be a problem of Bishul Basar V'cholov. Bishul Basar V'cholov. What a great question. This is a great question. They're both saying, how many of you have in your Gemara, the Yad Ephraim? You have the Yad Ephraim on the side? Yes? Let's take a look in a minute. See what the Yad Ephraim says about this. Yad Ephraim, here in Siman. Hey Zion, Siv Vov. Yad Ephraim. He says, I am with Semach Tzedek. Shekosa be'emes. She'ain likach eifer ladiach kelim me'akira she'mevashim shav. Ela lokin eifer me'atanish ofen bo lechem. You're right. You have to take the ash only from the bakery, not from the kitchen. But they're making. Only echshasha bi'alma u'mistama, according to the Minchas Yaakov, bar nisraf kol alachluchis she'be'efer. Probably all the liquid in the eifer, which comes from meat and from milk, was already burned up. Got this batel tocha mayim. It was also bought from a shishin. And also knows in time of gam, mikoach ha'efer. It's a negative taste. Alright? The gam hadochas kleachilu rakai de irui v'chicheni. But then it's not considered to be real cooking. So he gave 4 or 5 different reasons why we can be lenient to answer the question of the berhete, why there is no violation of bishop. Finally, last point for today is the Shach Sifkatan Chof Aleph. We'll stop here after this, and we'll continue tomorrow, hopefully about 11 o'clock. Keep your cell phone on, though, because it may even be earlier. See how fast we get for time. The Atzal Chatzchila says the Shach Sifkatan Chof Aleph. Ayin Torah Schadas Klal Ayin Vov. Mashma Shom De Pekidei Rosh Matchis. Ein Lahachim Rafilu De Chatzchila. You know why? Even if some meat or milk sprayed on the pot, it catches it. We have to start discussing this concept for the first time, the idea of kashering. Rabbi Kivega says, on this shach, Sitkaton Chof Aleph, he has a fascinating idea. You mean tell me, the slava kahesh, kashali, the gama who shall cheres, even if it's made from earthenware, which you can't kash this plane, mikomako, listri belipun, when the pot is on the fire, kimo im hataner atmo shall cheres, the mahane libun, the seko bibifnim, here too, the kaderas pliosim itachu lechol ataner, have a second mimokom abalua, I am sokom the flaman of a base. You all know you can kasha things either with water or with fire. You need libun gomer, absolutely a boiling, very, very, very hot fire. Says the holy Rabbi Akiva Eger, was suggesting, after that, sokos shel taner, lo yigia le libun kol kach, al b'shel matchis. What does kolduhu mean? It's called in our language libun kal, because the meat or the milk is presumably hefta. We'll get to that later. Look at our chayim siman tov nav sivdal ba'go samchinan ala sekos shiriginim lahasik tavi al kol ponim libun kolduhu. So therefore, it works if it's made from matzchis, if it's made from metal, not if it's made from earthenware. Rabosai. So I went a few minutes late. We started a few minutes late due to my ineptitude in Skype. I didn't put on the press on the screen. I apologize for that mistake. David helped me out. And tomorrow.